Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Angela Czerby, Fred Film Radio from the Karlovy Vary Festival. I am here with Max Owaska from the film Carrier, included in the future frame section. Hello, Max. How are you?
Hello. I'm quite fine, thank you. It's an awesome festival. It's my third day here.
Good for you. Listen, let's talk about your film. Your film is a story about, we can say it's a story about what happens after a breakup, what happens personally to one of the two person after the breakup, and which is, of course, not the same for everybody. And in this specific case, you tell us the story of the girl that is completely overwhelmed and crashed under the consequences and the missing of her boyfriend. But it is not at all a melancholic or like weepy film. It's a very analytic film. So why did you choose to show us this specific point of view, the specific light?
Well, we co-wrote the screenwriter Josefina Rautiainen, who actually wrote this film. We developed the idea or the story together, and she wrote it. And I think one of the first things we wanted to do was like not tell a story of this character who is a woman that's pregnant and the lack of a boyfriend or a husband. We felt important that it's not it felt important to us to tell a story of a woman, not from a male perspective and just like.
And especially because she is, she is pregnant. She is in that situation, but she's doing something very specifically dangerous. As well, you know.
So it's like we wanted to have a pregnant woman who is like typically seen as clumsy and dependent on others' help as a strong, capable lead.
And how come you came up with the idea of her being a drug smuggler? Because this is what she does, and this is what puts her in this specific situation that then develops throughout the film.
Yeah, well, also one of the initial like intentions of ours was to kind of avoid exploiting stereotypes. So even though there's it's a story about. The story isn't about drug smuggling, but it's a thing she does. We don't have like in Finnish drama, we typically see when we see drug users or drug smugglers that they're either losers or scumbags or both.
Exactly.
So we wanted to avoid repeating that stereotype by having these characters whose behaviors aren't defined by their drug use or drug smuggling. We felt like that criminal activity would be a good element to draw suspense from, but it's not important in this film that it's like precisely drug smuggling. It could be something else. It's the core idea is it's a story about fear of letting go a phase in life and entering a new one that's like unknown to the character. So this drug smuggling scheme we felt like that's a good way of getting her in trouble, basically.
Well, in big troubles, actually.
Yeah.
there is a very good field of action movie at some point. You know, there are, because things get hectic up to a certain level where they are not under control of anybody anymore. So you are showing us, director-wise, there is a crescendo of tension and of velocity in shooting and in editing towards the end of the film. When the climax happened, they say it, because we don't want to spoil it, of course. I'm trying to walk around the plot without telling the plot. Was there any kind of visual reference that you had in mind, or any kind of specific inspiration that you chose to use in that specific development, visually speaking, I mean?
Well, we wanted to combine comedy with thriller. So even though it's like it's a drama piece, but we wanted those elements to be like combined there. So I was like looking into films that I like with those elements and the way it's been told before in shots. And there isn't a particular film or piece that would have been like the main inspiration for it. But for sure, like I was studying other pieces, and I think we managed to combine those elements in editing. We also already when shooting we decided to the style that it's edited so that it gets tighter and tighter, and it's like we go from thick shots how do you call that? You can maybe see that English is my first language.
It's like, not mine either. So we are in the same language, you know?
Yeah. So,
I wanted to ask one thing. I'm always trying not to spoil it, but the treating visually on screen terminal period of a pregnancy can be kind of tricky. Giving birth is even trickier, and it's always it's very, very, very often difficult to balance what you need to show and what you have to show from what you don't have to show.
Makes sense.
You find it, ma'am, your character finds herself in a situation which is even more complicated than that. So in terms of what you had in mind visually, how do you work on this specific part of the film? Was it more difficult? Was there like an input from your screenwriter that she could help you out on what could have been proper or not proper to show?
First of all, the main actor, Saara Kotkaniemi, we were lucky in the sense that she's actually had a child. She's been pregnant and she's gone through contractions and all the process. So we kind of created the build-up already when writing it together with Saara, so that the contractions would be realistic. And also I can't really... I don't know if I want to spoil that. Like,
yeah,
I need to think about this as well.
I was asking this because we saw many movies where a pregnancy and a childbirth is shown. And sometimes you are forced, it is either too much in terms of length and in terms of specificity. And sometimes what you see is not actually useful for the sake of the narrative, you know. While in your case, everything you show is completely useful, and it completes the narrative. Mm,
yeah,
this is what I wanted to.
Yeah, I hear you. It's like there was one Finnish filmmaker, who watched who read the script. She was like, it's our school piece, and she was. Teaching, and she said like she's made a film, a very successful film, where there's a giving birth is shown, and she had a good point on like the delivery being so intense for some viewers that you might want to like give it a second thought if you wanted to show that or not, because as a filmmaker, obviously, you know, I've never done horror or anything like that, but I can imagine it's really fun to make, you know, and splatter with blood and stuff, you know, like making this stuff is such a different experience from seeing it on screen. So you kind of have to be careful about like when you show stuff about how it feels to the audience. So you have to like, you kind of want to make it as like intense as possible, but it might like not be the right way of showing it.
And you have to deal with this social taboo that it is watching giving birth and showing giving birth. It's always, you know, giving birth is like this kind of aura of sanctity but cannot be shown, because if you see how gruesome it can be,
maybe right, exactly,
the sanctification of it. Mm-hmm. One last question I want to ask: do you, which is kind of a, maybe a kind of ironical, do you think that this is a feminist film? You know, we talk about a lot in these late years about movies for women, movies made by women, and movies on women, so which are not the same thing, of course. Do you think that this movie is like a feminist, it's a pro-women film, or like it could help the perception of the 3D version, image of a woman progress?
I guess, well, it's not a feminist film in the sense that it doesn't talk about gender equality, or it's just like we have this tradition of showing films from male perspective, and so we were intentional in showing a story from a female perspective that's not dependent on men. So in that sense, there was like some discussion. No, I don't really find it a feminist film. It's a film about character that happens to be female, and gender isn't really something we wanted to talk about with this film. So in that sense, not really.
Okay.
But surely there was this discussion on gender equality in art and films took place when we were developing it, for sure. But we didn't want to really comment on that. It's not a story about that, if you know. Okay. What I mean.
Well, yeah. I totally agree, but I wanted just to ask because,
sure, yeah,
for the sake of the discussion on that specific topic, where women always have been typecast in certain roles, so there is like a different out of the box role on a woman can be seen as some kind of empowering, which maybe is not like, I mean,
yeah,
in your case, it's not an empowering film. It's just like, as you say, she is a woman, she could be, but it's not made for that purpose.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Max, for having been with us. Max Ovaska, director of Carrier from Finland at the Karlo Vivari Festival in the Future Frame section. Thanks a lot. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.